Hey guys, welcome to the Candid Confidence Podcast. I'm your host, Leah Pardee from CandidConfidence.com. I'm a confidence coach, blogger, and online course instructor here to help you unleash your inner badass. This podcast is for the girl who is ready to ditch the self-doubt, overcome the overthinking, and live a life that feels fearless and free. So let's do the damn thing. Hi girl, welcome back to the Candid Confidence Podcast. I'm stoked you're here, whether it's your first time or whether you're an OG listener. Glad to have ya. Today we're gonna chat about what to do when you feel like you wanna quit. I know my girls who listen to this podcast are after big goals in their lives, have big dreams ahead of them, and they're chasing after them. And when that happens, when you're really pushing for something big in your life, a natural byproduct of that is going to be facing aversion and facing obstacles and at times wanting to give up. So today, I'm just so excited to talk about this because I know so many of you are on these journeys, whether it's an entrepreneurial journey or in your career, and you're struggling sometimes with the self-doubt and you're feeling like maybe I should just give up. Maybe this is too hard. Maybe I'm not good enough. And today we're going to challenge that. We're going to talk about what to do when you're faced with those situations. So the first thing that I think happens a lot of the time is when you feel like people don't believe in you. And this is a really, really hard one because as human beings, we're social creatures. We crave acceptance. We crave being liked. We crave being told we're doing an amazing job. We want that so badly. And when we're not getting that from people, it can be really, really, really hard. So I wanted to share a little bit about my journey in the beginning of starting my own business and how I often felt like people didn't believe in me. And it was really, really hard. So something that would happen a lot would be, you know, I'd be talking about my kind of dreams or my ideas for my business, and people would often say, oh, that's awesome, great, good for you. That'd be amazing if it worked out. And I'm like, huh? Excuse me? Did you just say if? Have you never read a book about manifestation? So, you know, that would happen a lot. Or, oh, wow, you think you're going to make this your full-time job? That'd be great if you could one day make this your full-time job. And so those type of comments are very deflating. And I'm like, okay, seriously, I woke up at, you know, half an hour early this morning to do an extra set of journaling and a visualization so I can try to believe in myself and this dream, and thank you for squashing it. Right? That's how it feels. But here's the thing. So do you ever notice how most people in our society are not listening to motivational podcasts and are not chasing after big dreams in their lives? And more likely than not, they're kind of settled. They've kind of settled. People settle in their careers, people settle into mediocre relationships and marriages, and they kind of take what they can get, and they aren't really pushing past that. They're only pushing the limits there. So if you notice that that is most of society, if that is most people out there, we have to recognize that they're not always going to give us the advice that we would give. They're not always going to say the empowering things that we would say to people, because they simply, a lot of times, have a more limited mindset around things, right? And I used to be like that so much. Like, I never really, like, when I would look at someone, an influencer or something like that, I wouldn't think, oh, I could do that. That's possible for me. Like, fuck no, I didn't think that was possible for me. So we have to remember that. The other thing is, we have to remember that we have to really ask ourselves, when these people, whether it's friends or family or complete strangers or whoever, make these comments, we have to ask ourselves, what's the intention here? What is this person's intention? Because if their intention is really to bring you down and they really don't believe in you and they don't want you to be successful, I mean, I really hope you don't have people that toxic in your life. If you do, send me a message. We need to talk. We need to talk about your options there. But most of the time, these people have good intentions. Most of the time, these people love and care about you. And the big key here is they want you to be safe and comfortable. And they are afraid of you getting hurt. They don't want to see this thing not work out for you. They don't want to see you down in the dumps because it didn't work out and see you upset. They're trying to protect you. That's a human nature thing. That's just an automatic response that they're giving you. The other thing you have to remember is that when someone says something that's kind of limiting to you in this way, it says a hell of a lot more about the person speaking to you. It says more about that person than it does about you. It's really not about you. When someone makes a comment like that, where they really aren't believing fully in your dream, or they aren't supporting you, or they're telling you it's not going to work, that's them speaking because of their own limitations. That's them believing it wouldn't be possible for them to do it. So why would they think it's possible for you? It's not their fault, essentially. It's just their mindset. It's the way that their brain's currently hardwired to think. Then there's this other element, and this is one of my all-time favorite quotes. Never take advice from someone unless you would trade places with them. Never take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with. So when people are giving you business advice, financial advice, relationship advice, business advice, telling you whether or not they think something's going to work out for you, the people that are super successful who are already doing these big things, generally those aren't the people who are gonna shoot your ideas down, right? Someone who's like out there, who's an entrepreneur, who's created this awesome business, they're not gonna discourage you from doing it because they know it's possible. They have an expanded mindset in that sense around that thing. So you have to remember that, and you have to remember not to take everything people say so seriously. And that when people say things that offend you, trigger you, bother you, it's them. Like, that's them speaking about themselves. It has nothing to do with you. So it's definitely a difficult part when you're going through a journey on a dream, on a mission, and people don't believe in you, people don't support you. It makes it really hard because we just so naturally want everyone to accept us and everyone to back us up and support us. And depending on the people that you're around in your circle, that just might not be possible right now. And I'm challenging you to push through anyways. So here's the thing. I talk about this probably in like at least half my podcast episodes, but we become the five people we spend the most time around, right? We all know this. People are influencing you whether you decide they are or not, or whether you think they are or not, they are. So maybe take a close look at your inner circle. Are there toxic people in there? You know, are you surrounded by people who dream big, who are positive? Or are you around naysayers and negativity? And it's not that you have to just cut everyone out immediately who's not benefiting you in some way. But maybe you can look a little bit outside and say, who can I be around who's more positive? Who can I surround myself with that wants the same things that I want and is going to go get them with me? And maybe that means expanding your circle. Maybe it means listening to more podcasts like this one. Maybe it means you need to read some books about some people who overcame some shit, who overcame some adversity and were told by everyone that they wouldn't succeed and did it anyways. Because most of like the big successful people went through that. That's just like a byproduct of success. It's part of success. And then, okay, so you're thinking about, you're feeling like I should quit. You're feeling like you kind of want to give up. We've tackled people not believing in you. I want to touch on another way that we can get you remotivated to go after and continue pursuing your goal. This is really about being connected to your why. So your purpose. So why did you start this journey in the first place? What is your desired outcome? What are you looking to create here? Are you trying to make a difference for people? Are you trying to change the world? Are you trying to just change one person's mind? Like, what are you trying to accomplish here and why? We tend to become disconnected from that, and that can really lead to a lack of motivation. So I'm going to ask you to do some journaling on your why, on your purpose, on what's driving you. You know, even if this is about, maybe it's a workout plan that you're trying to stick to and you feel like quitting and giving up because you haven't lost any weight yet, reconnect to the reason you started in the first place. What are all the benefits of doing this thing? What are all the ways you want to feel from this? And how can you get yourself reconnected to that purpose? Because at the end of the day, taking the easy way out, doing the things that are that everyone else is doing, and doing the things that are the most in our comfort zone, a lot of times those things are not connected to our purpose. A lot of times those things leave us feeling a little bit empty. You know, the career choices that are just like the ones we feel like we should do, or the easier options, those are the things that are going to leave us looking for more, always searching for that why. So when you have something you're passionate about, get reconnected to it and allow yourself to dream and remember why this is so important to you. And allow that to be your fuel. Allow that to push you along and really just motivate you every single day. And however often you have to go back to your why, do it. Do it, because this is what's going to be so important to you. And kind of going along with that, sometimes we need to reconnect to our values. If we're feeling shitty, if we're feeling a lot of self-doubt, if we're not sure if we should continue, what are your values and what things do you need to be doing to stay in alignment with those values or to get back in alignment with those values? So take some time to think about that. You know, what are the things in life that are the most important to you? What are the things that you value the most? If it's feelings, it's feelings. If it's people you want to impact, it's people you want to impact. If it's religious or spiritual beliefs, then that's what it is. And allow that again to kind of go along with being your why and to keep you motivated and to keep you on your track and on your journey. And then continually, we're always going to have to go back to, what do you want out of life? What do you want out of life? What do you want your life to look like? What does a dream life look like to you? 5 years from now, what do you want to be doing, be seeing, be thinking, be feeling, be living? Where do you want to live? What's the house look like? What do you want that life to be? We need to be really clear on that. We need to make that something we can visualize. We need to be able to close our eyes and picture that dream reality for us, because when we can picture those things in our minds, we're going to naturally progress in that direction. We're going to naturally move ourselves towards that. Our brain's going to actually start to do that for us automatically. How freaking cool is that? But we've got to get to a point where we're so crystal clear on what we want that it's an automatic thing for us. Like, we just know. We just know we're headed in that direction. And I want you to dream here. I want you to think bigger. I want you to challenge yourself and say, what do I want out of life as if there's no limitations? Because there's no limitations, remember? There's none. So what do you most want out of life? What do you want that to look like? Every single day when you wake up in the morning, what do you want your life to be like? And then the last kind of thing I wanted to touch on here is, what are the patterns here in our life? So we want to quit. We feel a lot of self-doubt right now. We're feeling down. We're not feeling super motivated to keep going. We wonder if it's ever going to work out for us. Where in the past have we encountered this type of thing before? Where in our past have we, you know, dealt with some of this self-doubt? Where did some of it come from? Where did we lose our confidence along the way? Because our soul is meant for this journey. Our soul is meant to expand and to grow and to do big things, you know, with our life. But sometimes we build these outer layers around us that we really need to shed. And we build up these patterns over time, over the course of our lives, starting from a very young age, that lead us to continually do the same things over and over and self-sabotage. So it's really, really important on these moments when you're feeling like you want to give up to think about, when have I felt like this in the past? And maybe you've overcame something in the past that you can think about. Maybe you've overcame a major obstacle on the way to something better in the past. And you can think about that And think about how badly you wanted to give up then, but you kept going. And think about other times in your life when you've had self-doubt and you maybe didn't want to do something because of it, but you did it anyways and you pushed through and it turned out really great. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of these things. Sometimes that we just aren't always going to have them at the forefront of our minds because so many new things happen. But we've got to look at that. And we've got to look at when in our life have we felt like everything was going wrong and been really stressed out and, you know, nothing was going our way. We felt very unlucky. And then something flipped and the better thing ended up happening. So how can we look at those patterns of things that happened for a reason in our life? Things that, oh, wow, if it would have worked out right the first time, I wouldn't have gotten to the thing that I have now. We have to look at those too so that we can constantly remind ourselves that things are happening for us rather than to us. Once we can get ourselves to truly get behind that and believe in that, through repetition of reminding ourselves of the times when it happened in our lives and looking at the stories of others, when has it happened in other people's lives? What have other people overcome that I can do the same thing? A mantra that I'm obsessed with right now that I encourage you to write down on a sticky note and put it anywhere where you'll see it a lot, or put it on your phone background, or just remember it and say it often and believe it. If she can do it, so can I. If she can do it, so can I. We've got to remind ourselves of that. That these things we want in our lives are fully fucking possible for us. We're not after something that's impossible. We're not. So remind yourself often that this can be done, that it can be done by you, that people have overcome worse adversity and made it through. You know, listen to those stories on podcasts, read books about it, talk to people that have overcome adversity and have overcome obstacles. I'm giving like a lot of quotes today. Another quote that's another one of my favorite quotes is, failure is just feedback. Failure is just feedback. Failure is a stepping stone to success. It's part of success. It's not separate from it. When something doesn't go your way, it doesn't mean you should give up and that you failed by any means. So strap on your big girl boots and maybe, you know, realign a little bit, maybe change up your strategy a little bit. Maybe ask for guidance. Maybe reach out to someone who's doing what you want to be doing and ask for advice. And then push on. Because I promise you, the adversity you're facing right now, the difficult parts, the stressful parts, the obstacles, it's part of your journey. It's part of your journey and it's part of what's going to make you a stronger person, a more confident person. So we can't wish these times away. We can't wish that everything happened overnight, success magically for us. And another thing about overnight success is that it's super rare, okay? I feel like I coach a lot of people who are working on like online businesses, entrepreneurial adventures, whatever. And I have a lot of friends in the space as well. And one thing that people always are obsessing over is like followers on Instagram. And I've been there too, where I've obsessed over it. And the real deal of what you kind of learn in the industry is that the people that have like tens of thousands of followers, most of them have been doing it for a long time, much longer than you kind of see on the surface, right? Not only that, but a shit ton of people have bought followers. That's a thing. And I'm not saying that that's a immoral thing. I don't freaking know. If someone felt like they should do that, then whatever. But here's the thing, is that it does contribute to us looking at that and thinking, why am I not like that? You know, where's my overnight success? Well, these people have faced adversity too. These people that we see, you know, on TV, like famous actors, we see people, inventors, we see politicians, we see anybody out there doing like, you know, in a high level in their career, they have faced adversity too, and they've overcome obstacles. And most likely they're at their position because they've pushed through and they've just learned to like live in that kind of chaos without making it a big deal. And they know, they all know, you could ask them, they all know that failure is just feedback and that it's going to happen along the journey to success. So we almost have to start to learn to embrace when things aren't going our way fully. You know, when things are going wrong, how can we start to embrace that and start to think, you know what? What if this was just part of my path? What if this thing leads me to something better? How can we live in that? How can we fully embody that and believe in that? Because no matter what, that's going to make things easier for us. It's going to make things less stressful for us, right? No matter what. Okay, so girl, don't quit. Do not give up. You have motherfucking got this. I believe in you. I support you. And if you're looking for a lot of additional support and you're someone who's in network marketing or an online business, my mastermind is open for enrollment. And I'm super passionate about this because I was in a mastermind. And at that point, I was still pretty new with my business and I had no one to like ask questions to. I didn't know anyone who was doing this. I didn't know anyone that like I could really even talk to about my business or ask questions to. I was just always Googling everything and feeling kind of lost. And joining a mastermind gave me that support. It gave me that support to be able to ask questions and have people that are on the same path as me and have a business coach who could help me with the strategy as well as the mindset work and creating belief in myself. And that's when things really started to take off for me. So I'm really excited about this mastermind group. It's going to be a small group. It's going to fill up very quickly. So if you're interested, the show notes will have the link and you can DM me on Instagram at candid.confidence if you want to chat about it. So, okay, girl, I love you. Don't give up. Please. We need you. You have a purpose in this world and we fucking need you. And I will see you guys very soon.